Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see so many folk here today, and we rejoice in this special day. As Dave mentioned, I've been asked to say a few words about baptism. And I've just returned from a speaking trip to churches in Tanzania. I hope I don't lapse into Swahili when I speak, but Habari Asubuhi, for anyone out there who knows what that means, that's the equivalent to good morning. So it's wonderful to be here this morning and to witness this great event. And we thank the Lord for those two, Vin and Chloe, who are going to be baptized shortly, for the grace of God that has worked in their lives, bringing them to this point. Thinking about baptism, three things sort of come to mind. It's a special day, very special. They will look back upon this day with affection and fond remembrance. I remember when I was baptized, long time ago now. But it is a special day, and may the Lord sort of really burn it on your memories for the rest of your days. It's also a significant day because baptism is something that is supposed to be done publicly. And you are all witnesses here this morning of the step of faith that Vin and Chloe are about to do. You are seeing their step of faith. But not just you, because there are unseen beings also watching on this morning. People that we can't see, angels, principalities, powers, they are also witnesses to what is going on this day, as they also take note of this very important step that Vin and Chloe are about to do. And the third thing I thought about this morning is that it is a symbolic day, and I want to just spend a few moments considering that, because baptism is a very symbolic act. If you think about it, what we're going to do is they're going to step down into this pool, going to stand there for a moment, and then those that are designated to actually baptize are going to place them right under the water. Thankfully, they're not going to leave them there, and then bring them up again. This is a symbolic act. It's a pictorial demonstration and representation of death and resurrection. What is happening here is that these two people and all those who have been baptized, and there are one or two who still yet want to be baptized at a later date, they are identifying themselves with the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He died upon the cross, he was buried in a grave, but of course he did not remain there. God raised him up again on the third day. And by believing those simple statements, those simple facts, Vin and Chloe and all others that have gone this way are believing that that death and resurrection is applicable to them, to our lives. And we are also taking that step, an irreversible step, of going down into death, burial, but not remaining there. Because if it was just about death and burial, that would not be good news at all. But there's a flip side to it all. The other side of the coin. God does not leave us just in a sort of state of limbo, a state of paralysis, or a state of death and burial. By him and by his grace, he raises us up into newness of life. And this whole step is a demonstration, a symbolic demonstration of this great death and resurrection. And I just wanted to read something which I hope will illustrate this whole point. It's found in the book of Matthew. If you want to turn there, that's fine. If you don't, that's also fine. You can just listen. These are the words of Jesus, and I hope I'll be able to make the connection between what he says and what baptism really speaks all about. 9, verse 16, Jesus says, "No man puts a new piece of cloth upon an old piece of clothing. For that which was put on to repair the rip, it tears away from the garment, and the rip is made worse." Verse 17, Jesus puts the same truth, but in a slightly different way. "Neither do men put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wineskins will break, and the wine will pour out, and the wineskins will perish. They will be destroyed. But they put new wine into new bottles, new wineskins, and both are preserved." So what's Jesus saying here? What's he trying to drive home at? The whole idea, now I'm not an expert in cloth or tailoring or mending things. I tend to leave those things to my wife, who's much better at it than I am. But what Jesus is saying is that you can't take something new and just attach it to the old. Okay? He's thinking of a tailor. The tailor is handed a piece of clothing which has got torn through use or whatever. And the tailor has to fix it. Now he knows, being an expert in these things, that you don't take just any kind of cloth. And you certainly don't take a new piece of cloth, because it won't agree with the old. If you did do that, the two would not mix. One, as you washed it and as you wore it, one would stretch in different ways to the other. And it actually says the tear, the initial tear, becomes worse. What was he really thinking about? Well, this new piece of cloth is the gospel. It's the power of God which saves us. But you cannot place the gospel on an old piece of clothing. Let me put it this way. When someone becomes a Christian, Christianity is not something that they just attach to their existing life. Their habits, their behaviour, their speech, their thoughts. It's not an appendage. There's something that you add on. There's something much more that's going on when someone becomes a Christian. If you try and add the new to the old, if you try and add the gospel to your old way of life, it won't work. It will fail. And what will happen is that initial tear, that initial marring, spoiling, destruction will actually get worse. And sadly, some people try to do this, and then after a year or two, they think, well, this Christianity doesn't work. It doesn't apply to me. It's failed. I'll try something else. What has got to happen is that old life must die. It must spiritually die. And that is what baptism is signifying. That's the symbolism behind it. Someone comes to Christ. They don't just put Christ on the old life and say, "Hey, look at me. I'm different. I've got a new ethos of believing. A new way of living." Their old life has to be put to death. How does that happen? The Bible gives it a word. An old-fashioned word, we don't use it much nowadays. It talks about repentance. That simply means a turning around. Saying very clearly, as you come to faith in Christ, that you are abandoning the old way of living. That's why you're being baptized into this water. You are being buried. You are saying, declaring loudly, before men, before angels, and before God, that your old life is finished. You have done away with it. It's not something that we do in our own ability, but it is something that is a result of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because repentance, that old-fashioned word, is a gift from God. We can open our hearts, we can say, "Yes, Lord, But it is He that enables us and gives us the grace, power and ability to actually carry it through. To say no to the old life, no to the old way of living, no to the old way of thinking and everything that belonged to our past existence. All that is now finished as we identify ourselves with the death of Jesus when He died upon the cross. That old way of life has been terminated, buried, out of sight, once and for all. That's fantastic news in itself. And many of us, we carry around things from the past that we would love to neglect and jettison and put away forever, but we find that we can't do it. That's why we need a Saviour. A Saviour who's gone on ahead of us, who has shown us the way. He took up the cross. He went one way to Calvary. Laid down His life, and on behalf of us all, He took the sin of the world. Everything that marred and spoiled and destroyed and made life here intolerable. He took it all upon Himself. And He took it onto the cross. And He took it into the grave. And He left it all there. Now that would be wonderful in itself. What God has done through His precious beloved Son. But He did more. Because He didn't just say, right, that's it. I've dealt with the old and the past and everything that has ruined your life up to now. And now somehow you've got to make your own way in life. No. In a wonderful demonstration of God's amazing power and grace, on the third day He rose again. Triumphing over the grave. Defeating death and leaving everything of sin and Satan and every dark, horrible thing far behind. God raised Him up again to newness of life. And that's the wonderful thing about baptism, is that we bury in picture form, in symbolism, in demonstration, that old life, buried, finished forever. But there's more. And this is the wonderful thing about becoming a Christian, is that He raises us up, not by our own ability, power or wisdom, but by the grace of God and the impartation, the gift of the Holy Spirit, which gives us that enabling to walk in newness of life. That's why the second verse in this little thing that I read is also applicable. New wine, the gospel, this new life, cannot be put into old wineskins. What would happen? It would burst. The wineskin would break, it would be destroyed, but also the wine, the precious new life that had been poured in, would be lost, and people would be left disappointed and frustrated. No, what happens is that God gives us a new wineskin. He gives us new life, new hope, new faith, new future, new destiny, new eternity. He gives us all of these things in the grace of His Son, Jesus Christ, so freely, so liberally poured in and given to us in Jesus Christ. You can't put the new on the old. So what has God done? He's given us new life to receive the new, that we might live in it, walk in it, and enjoy the benefit of it, both for now, on this earth, and for all eternity. Vin, Chloe, you are making this step. Thank God for you both. And praise Him for what He has done in your lives. But remember, this is but the beginning. There is a whole walk after this. There's days, months, years that lie ahead of you as your life is given, not to your former way of behaving and your former way of thinking, but to a new way, a new master, a new approach, a new path. This whole thing is not about just sort of going through an act, a motion. Coming to the church is not about sort of joining a club and meeting lots of new people. It does, in a sense, mean meeting lots of new people, but but it's only possible because of what God has done in Christ. Putting to death the old and giving us power and grace to live the new. And this act is a pictorial demonstration before us all of what God can do in your life if you will give yourself to Him, that He will finish with the old. He won't just attach the new to the old. He will finish the old and give you that newness of life in His Son. Glory be to His name. We thank God for this wonderful day and what Chloe and Vin are about to do. And may it speak to us all of what God has done for us in Christ, burying our old way of life, but raising us again in newness of life. Fresh hope, fresh life forever.